Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update. 18th of December, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking things off this week on Monday the 15th, President Pedro Sanchez used his end-of-year address to reject snap elections and defend his socialist government amidst the usual attacks. He acknowledged mistakes, but emphasized his party's commitment to feminism and equality, highlighting anti-harassment measures, gender-based violence legislation, and gender balance in public life. Sanchez dismissed right-wing criticism, accusing opponents of hypocrisy, and contrasting ongoing investigations of former allies with the corruption cases that toppled previous conservative government in 2018. Regarding political stability, he affirmed his intention to govern until 2027, rejected calls for a cabinet reshuffle, and warned that his fall could lead to a right-wing government supported by Vox, the memed-up fascist-adjacent party. Also on Monday, the government announced a nationwide public transport pass that will allow unlimited travel by bus and train across the country. Sanchez said the scheme will transform how Spaniards use public transportation. The pass will be available from mid-January and cost 60 euros a month, with a discounted 30 euro monthly pass available for under 26s, covering middle distance and suburban rail services and national buses. Government has said that the initiative could cut commuting costs by up to 60%. For around 2 million workers nationwide. From quicker commutes to costly fines, on Monday the 15th, the government fined Airbnb 65 million euros for advertising more than 65,000 short-term rental properties that were illegal or improperly licensed. Consumer Affairs Ministry said the fine, which amounts to six times the profits Airbnb earned while advertising the properties, was final and ordered the immediate removal of the offending listings. The move reflects growing political and public pressure to control mass tourism, particularly in major cities. Pablo Bustinduy, the consumer rights minister, said families were being pushed to the brink while companies profited from practices that displaced residents. In weather news, the country is facing another spell of heightened winter weather as a new cold front and a developing Dana storm system moved in, raising the prospect of a rare white Christmas in some parts of Spain. While Storm Emilia has eased this week after a period of disruption, IMET, the state meteorological agency, has warned that instability will continue nationwide. Rain is expected across much of the Iberian Peninsula and the Balearic Islands, with showers continuing, particularly among the Mediterranean coast. Temperatures were forecast to drop from Thursday the 11th onward, bringing colder nights, frost in inland areas, and who knows, maybe a magical white Christmas for some. Absenteeism in Spain is currently at record levels, with nearly 1.2 million people missing work every day. According to nonprofit think tank Círculo de Empresarios, the economic cost of these recent levels is between 3 and 5% of total GDP, equivalent to about 45 and 80 billion euros annually. In 2023 alone, more than 360 million workdays were lost, a 52% increase compared with 2018. Data from Spain's National Statistics Institute shows that in the third quarter of 2025, 5% of employed people did not work during the reference week, almost 2 points higher than pre-pandemic levels, while hours not worked accounted for 6.6% of the total agreed hours. In other news, customer service is about to change. On Thursday the 11th, Spain approved a new customer service law that will significantly change how companies deal with customers, including a strict requirement to answer phone calls within 3 minutes. Under the new rule, 95% of calls must be answered within 3 minutes. Calls cannot be cut due to long waits, and companies must provide free customer service lines. Automated systems can no longer be the only option, and customers must be able to speak to a human operator. Complaints must be resolved within 15 days, down from 30, with proper tracking and written confirmation. The law also bans spam calls, restricts commercial offers during service calls, strengthens protection for vulnerable users, and tightens rules on online gambling. Looking beyond Europe, on Wednesday the 17th, the Times of Central Asia released an article about a relationship between Spain and Turkmenistan. In recent months, the two countries have discussed closer cooperation to combat desertification in Central Asia, including the possible creation of a regional center focused on land regeneration. Talks took place in Ashgabat between Turkmenistan's Minister of Environmental Protection and Spain's ambassador following President Serdan Berdimuhamedov's proposal at the UN to establish a specialized regional center to strengthen cooperation, research, and funding. The initiative aligns with the EU strategy for Central Asia, linking environmental stability to regional security and economic development. Meanwhile, on Tuesday the 16th, the government announced its new generation of long-range mobile speed cameras capable of detecting speeding vehicles from more than 1 kilometer, 0.6 miles away. The Directorate General for Traffic has begun deploying the TruCam 2, a laser-based radar designed to strengthen speed enforcement and improve road safety. Unlike fixed cameras, which are signposted, these portable devices are hard to spot and can monitor vehicles traveling both towards and away from them. Officials said the focus is on accident prevention, particularly during busy holiday periods when traffic increases. Over to the Capitol now. On Tuesday the 16th, Madrid's Movistar Arena achieved its best ever international ranking, being named the world's second most active venue in 2025. Both Polestar and Billboard, two of the most influential global music industry publications, placed the arena in second position, a step up from third place last year. The venue hosted 158 concerts during the year, 230 events total. Movistar Arena attracted more than 2 million people in 2025, 1.8 million of them for live music. The Polestar's top 200 award arenas, Movistar Arena ranked just behind Japan's Yokohama Arena and ahead of iconic venues such as New York's Madison Square Garden and Las Vegas's Sphere. Sports news on Tuesday the 16th, Barcelona Spain midfielder Aitana Bonmatí won her third consecutive FIFA Best Woman Player of the Year award at a ceremony in Doha. Three-time Ballon d'Or winner was recognized despite currently being sidelined after suffering a broken leg 2 weeks ago while Spain prepared for the second leg of the final of the UEFA Women's National League against Germany. Bonmatí underwent surgery and is expected to be out for around 5 months. Christmas inches closer, Spaniards have already begun gift-giving. Mountain village of Tejeda in the Canary Islands off Spain's northwest coast of Africa won Ferreros Rocher's National Together We Shine Brighter competition that was named Spain's Star Town for Christmas. 17 finalist towns competed, representing each autonomous community in Spain. Tejeda beat Fuentes de Maestre and Extremadura in the country's central west in the final public vote. Monday the 15th, sand artists from around the world unveiled a large-scale nativity scene carved entirely from sand on Las Caneras Beach in the Canary Islands, marking the event's 20th anniversary. 10 sculptors from 6 countries, including the United States, Canada, and Australia, spent several weeks shaping the intricate scenes along the shoreline. Despite a storm over the weekend that threatened damage of the fragile works, tourists and local residents gathered on Monday to admire the sculptures. Finally, Muslim women in Spain continue to face significant barriers to employment due to wearing the hijab, religious clothing promoted in Islam. Recent El País article, Somaya Anwari, a highly qualified Afghan refugee, shared her experience of repeatedly being rejected for jobs despite an impressive resume, solely because she refused to remove her headscarf. Article documents similar experiences from other Afghan women who fled the Taliban and arrived in Spain seeking freedom and equal opportunity, only to encounter discrimination in the labor market. Experts describe the exclusion as gendered Islamophobia rooted in racism and colonial attitudes that portray Muslim women as needing to be saved. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out our new t-shirts. Link in the show notes. Hasta la próxima.